Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires has Simmons trapped. There's the throw to Berg and over to Com, who tags Simmons for the out. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Walsh hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Metzler moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Shires reaches third base with a triple. Metzler scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball towards left. Metzler catches it and throws to home to double up Bishop. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. 2 outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bevoler Borvo pinch hits for Howard Emke. Bevoler Borvo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borvo hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.